I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1480, Cherishing is Choosing. I know you've all heard about FOMO. It stands for the fear of missing out, and it's a really big deal, and it's destroying relationships, intimacy, companionship, one phone glance at a time. We can't seem to be present anymore without looking at our screens constantly, checking the beep, the chirp, the ding, to see what it might be. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control, and we need to exercise more of it to be more like Jesus, because cherishing is choosing. As you know, T2G is about the two great commandments, to love God, heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love our neighbor as we've been loved. Here we ask the question, what would it look like for Jesus to live his life of love through us? Part of loving is being present where we are and who we're with. In his excellent book, True Companions, Dr. Kelly Flanagan writes, cherishing is about choosing. Sure, slowing down creates the space for us to choose our companions, but if we allow it to happen, our spaces will quickly repopulate with new distractions. Cherishing is about focusing, drowning out the noise, and missing out on everything else that is clamoring for our attention. It's about attending to one or two or only a few lovely things to the neglect of so many other lovely things. In other words, cherishing our companions is becoming harder than ever. Of course, the restless human mind has always struggled to maintain a focus on what is right in front of us, while wondering what else might be just around the corner. We need to fear not missing out on the 7 billion other people who are on the planet, only to distract ourselves from the fleeting time we have with the people who are right in front of us, right here, and right now. He's so right. Try to follow his advice, and I predict you will fail often. Every month, I have a theme and a habit that I try to live out that month. It's a focus for me. And I write it down in my monk manual every day by hand when I go to the upper room at 5 o'clock in the morning. I write it down to reinforce my intention. This is what I want to do. For the month of March, my theme was Here and Now Hour, and my habit was Presence. The idea was to choose at least 1 hour a day, not looking at my screen for that whole hour. Not even once, no matter how much it beeped or chirped or vibrated, and to intentionally choose to focus and be present with the people on my path. It's embarrassing for me to tell you how many times I got up in the morning, went up to the upper room, opened my monk manual to write my theme and habit once again, only to realize that I didn't do that at all the day before. I totally didn't follow my own plan. It's hard to choose to cherish what's right before you. Here's the great question. Will you take the challenge? How about you? Will you pick 1 hour and only pay attention to the person or people in your presence, not to your screens or to the TV or to the radio or to others passing by or whatever? Will you do that? And let me know how it goes. Let's pray. Father, you're the source of all love, and we need your guidance in fostering meaningful connections with people around us. Lord, in this age of technology, we often find ourselves distracted by the constant notifications and the allure of our phones. We humbly ask you to help us in overcoming these distractions, to refocus our attention on the precious people you put in front of us. Give us wisdom to recognize the value of every moment that we get to spend with our loved ones, our friends, our acquaintances. Teach us to be present in the lives of others, to actively listen, to be genuinely caring. Help us resist the temptation to be consumed by the digital world, allowing us to be fully present with people that you, God, have put on our path. May your Spirit guide us in creating a culture of presence, love, and connection in our homes, where we work, and in our communities. God, thanks for reminding us that true fulfillment comes from genuine relationships and meaningful interactions. May our hearts be open to the beauty of the people that you put around us. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1481. In the meantime, it's true that one yes is a million no's. When we resist the urge to be distracted by other good things, we're sending a clear message of love and worth to the people that we're with. Because cherishing is choosing.